No, concerns were expressed at various stages last year about Skellig's Chocolate, the future of the factory in South Kerry. But the good news is that workers employed at the chocolate factory have been informed their jobs are secure. The announcement comes as good news for the 25 people who are facing a difficult future if the company was to cease trading. With me on the line with details on this is Fianna Fáil councillor for the area, Councillor Norma Moriarty. Councillor Moriarty, good morning to you and thanks for joining me this morning.
No problem. Good morning to you, Gerry, and to all your listeners.
Now, there was concern in November. There was a petition to wind up the operating company linked to Paddy McKillen Jr. And this was the main cause of concern about the future of the company. What can you tell us about what's happened?
Well, effectively, just more or less what you said yourself there. Thankfully, just before Christmas, the workers were given the very good news because naturally they were worried and they were concerned. These are people that are raising families and paying mortgages and running households, and they need this job very, very badly. But they were given comfort, just before Christmas to say that their jobs were secure, and in fact that the company had sorted out the particular issues relating to Skellig's Chocolates. They did not pass on to the workers or indeed to anybody like myself what those specific details were. I can only conclude that some sort of agreement was done prior to a court date that was set. There was a subsequent court date from the one that had been initially done. And prior to that day, very close to that date, obviously some form of agreement or deal had been struck, which allowed this very good news to be passed on to the workforce and also to be told that they intend adding to the workforce, because there is an acknowledgement by everybody that Skellig's Chocolates, the business itself, is a very, very solid business.
It's a sound business. It's viable. It's got a future.
It is great workforce, brilliant brand. Its location is very key to that, because I'd be conscious. And one of the things that we were concerned about when we were raising the concerns around this was you have branded products, that have a great market, but they can be taken out of the area that they're from and they can be mass produced in a factory along with many other brands. So it was very important, and that was in again, I go back and I give Udra Sokwell the credit here. They were very much waiting in the wings to be called upon if they were needed to ensure that we would retain these jobs in this location, which is key and very important to the Udra Sokwell.
Yeah, now I know we're still waiting for details, and this is, I suppose, connected to the wider question of the Resolute Advisory Forum. This is the ones who were applied to the High Court to have the company wound up, as the wider kind of falling apart of the Paddy McKillen Jr. empire, if we can call it that. I know we're still waiting for details. What we can guess, I suppose, is that things have been separated out. Is there a new owner? Is that one of the possibilities here to the factory's future?
Without knowing for a fact, of course it's a possibility, but I'm not getting that sense. I'm getting the sense that outstanding bills were settled. What I would hope, without knowing it, is that, sustainable rental agreements are in place as opposed to the unsustainable ones that had previously been done, because it was tying the business to other entities that actually caused the issues, as we know. So that would be absolutely key to the healthy, unencumbered future of the business. And I can only, surmise as to whether or not that's in place. But given the confidence with which the news was delivered in the factory before Christmas and the fact that they were being told there'd be additional employment, you would hope that that is the case.
Yeah, you certainly would. And look, you can't, I suppose, properly overestimate the level of importance that 25 jobs have to Ballinskellig's.
I don't exaggerate when I say this is as important as 250 jobs in a larger town. Like there really is no overstating that fact. And it's the beautiful design of the building itself, the amenity that it offers. Yes, it's the production of a beautiful brand of chocolate. And again, I think, it's important to say that local people were very cognizant of this in the lead up to Christmas as well. I think most people opted to gift Skellig's Chocolates as part of their Christmas, shopping and so on. And we have a very busy period again as they're working up towards the Easter period. So again, it'd be calling on people, we show our support for our local businesses by backing them, by being a customer of theirs and supporting them in every way possible. Like, we want this place opened right throughout the opening the new season, because it's a beautiful experience for tourists who come and visit the area, you know, people who come home, you know, second generation coming back to see the grandparents and so on. This is a favourite spot where people are brought, they bring their grandchildren, they have a lovely time with them. Memories are made here, but it is so essential to our local economy. And just really relieved, and want to give credit to all involved for getting us to this sound footing. As I say, with Ross, we're very much waiting the wings, but to be fair, I was also contacted by another potential buyer if things were to be required. So there was a widespread acknowledgement that this business is very, very sound and very viable.
Yeah. And it gives confidence to customers, to suppliers, to others around the business as well, that it will continue in the future, which is a positive thing too, Orma.
Absolutely. 100%. And it's, you know, I think there was a little bit of experimentation with the type of chocolate used at one point, and they're back to their original recipes, which are certainly, they're calorific, we'll say that, but they're gorgeous. And it's a great treat. And, you know, I encourage everybody, as I say, to be a customer, to call to the place to purchase it. We've all of our local retail shops around South Kerry carry Skellig's chocolates. The post offices carry it. You know, the Eni Tavern, the shop over there, carry it. We're supporting each other here by supporting our local businesses, and it's very important that we do so.
Right, we'll leave it there. Constance Moriarty, thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us about that. More details to come on the exact nature of it, but positive news. Staff have been told their jobs are safe. The company will continue. They may even be expanding the workforce.